Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And hello once again, everybody. Welcome to the Mario Cristobal Show. Head coach Mario Cristobal, Don Bailey Jr., Joe Zagacki, Miami and Texas A&M coming off a hard-fought game. Hurricanes played well in so many different areas. And coming up this week, Middle Tennessee State 3:30 kickoff at Hard Rock Stadium. A sidebar note, we'll get to this later. Their coach, Rick Stockstill, played a very important role in University of Miami history, Don Bailey Jr., that you were a part of. We'll talk about that later on. But first with head coach Mario Cristobal. Coach, that was a hard-fought game on the big stage. 107,000 fans, third largest crowd ever there. We'll get to that in a moment. But I thought your team looked like they belonged on the big stage. Didn't look perfect, but they looked like they belonged.
There's some things we did well, and we certainly competed. And our progress in the trenches showed up. But certainly the things that got us, primarily the things where we got ourselves, where we hurt ourselves in the red zone with some penalties and not being able to score. And in the kicking game, we hurt ourselves. And a turnover as well. So we take complete ownership in that as an entire organization, and we've got to do a better job because we've got to find a way to get a better result.
Coach, talk about how your team handled that environment, specifically the noise. I think there was just one motion penalty in a 60-minute ball game in that environment, and you really can't describe it, right? You have to be there to understand what it is, but you held up very well in that category.
They prepared well, and it showed. It showed in terms of handling the environment, like you mentioned. It's extremely loud. Sometimes we went on a clap cadence, and sometimes it was more of a visual cadence or whatnot, but that part of it, certainly proud of the way the guys handled that, and the way they conduct themselves up front, because they had some really, really good knockback at the line of scrimmage, and at times, you know, play with a lot of, you know, line of scrimmage control and open up some gaps, and were very disruptive to their offense as well with our defensive line. So, but some progress made, but a lot more to be made.
Coach, going into the game, I believe you were 18 for 19 scoring in the red zone, 11 for 19 with touchdowns. So a good percentage. Had to be tough to look at it, go into the red zone four times and not be able to cash it in.
Without a doubt, you know, you go in there four times, you come away with 9 points. It's going to be hard to beat really good teams with that type of production. Certainly not a lack of effort, want to do the right things, but you know what, against good teams, if you're not on point, they'll expose you, you know, and it will show up, and you know, not scoring, it will show up in the result of the game. And you know, we've learned, you know, by watching the film, we've learned by walking through it, and now we've got to grow from that and do a better job.
Coach, one of your goals when you came to University of Miami was to make sure you could establish the run, and that has happened the first 3 weeks positively. You had 175 yards, I believe it was, last week against Texas A&M, but also gave up zero sacks. Pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm. We're getting better up front. I mean, those guys, they have a lot of pride. They work at it. They believe in physicality. They understand the importance of, in a game like that, you know, it always gives you your best chance, you know, at the very end. You know, even with our lapses in execution, at the end of the day, we had two possessions with a chance to tie the game. So there's a lot of progress there, excited about that, and their appetite to be more physical should be growing more and more, because the more we work our technique and fundamentals, the better we're going to get up front.
The battle of the trenches, and that's always the case right in the Southeastern Conference, but you averaged 4.9 yards per carry on the ground, and you held them to under 4 yards per carry on the ground.
Yes, again, certainly progress. We're playing with more physicality, with better technique coming out of our hips, And now we've got to put it all together, you know. But if that's a good start to what you want to do, we just have to bring it all together.
Tyler Van Dyke, coach, had a solid day. No interceptions, unfortunately, no touchdowns, but he threw the ball well at times and held up physically himself.
He sure did. You know, we threw the ball, I think, 41 times. We took some shots, spread the ball around pretty good. We had 7 drops, you know, certainly not a matter of a lack of effort, but a lack of execution, you know, and we got to improve our performance in regards to that. There were a couple of hurries. He did get hit 5 times. But he didn't get sacked, you know. And in contrast, we sacked their quarterback 3 times and hit him another 12 times. So we felt that again there was some good enough performance at the line of scrimmage to have more success. But again, right back to work and getting better.
I think we gloss over the fact that Restrepo was not in the game, and that really affects you in a lot of different areas. Not only obviously receiving, catching the ball, there are downs, and on special teams as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Xavier is obviously an excellent football player, and on top of that, he's an alpha. You know, he's a leader, and he's a guy that we certainly count on in a lot of different ways, from a cultural standpoint, from a performance standpoint, and a guy that Tyler Van Dyke really leans on as well. Well, he's going to be gone for a little bit, so in the meantime, he's got to be a great leader, and the rest of that room, we have to work with him and get the best out of every single player to elevate our performance in the passing game.
Talk about the combination, coach, of Parrish and Knighton combined, 175 yards rushing. But they're a great combo. A little different style, but both of them are explosive.
They are. They're explosive, and they're tough,
yeah.
And they're physical, and they get downhill. They've got great eyes. They read their blocks really well. They set up blocks really well also, and you're going to get every ounce out of those guys. Mm-hmm. You know, if it ain't a perfect play, it's not because of a lack of effort from those guys. We really we trust them both. I think Thad is a really good player as well. You know, he's helped us. I know he didn't play much in this game, but we're really pleased with the progress of our backfield.
Coach, your defense overall, I mean, you held them like 260 yards in the game. I mean, most of the yards were by two players, A-Chain and Smith. Can you talk a little bit about the design of the defense, the way it kept adjusting, and the physicality that they played with at all three levels?
Yeah, I thought the entire defensive staff, along with the players, did a great job, especially after the first drive, being able to make adjustments because they were trying to do different things with a different quarterback. And believe it or not, you know, even though tackling was better, 66 or 70% of our missed tackles came on just a couple of plays where we jumped out of our gap. Okay, aside from that, we were very gap sound. We were striking. We were coming out of our hips. We were bottling up the run game. And then they've had a couple of explosive plays in there. And then we affected the quarterback, which was tremendously important in the game where we had to get possessions. We were struggling in the red zone. The defense really gave us an opportunity to win, to be in that ball game and eventually get a chance to win the ball game.
Coach Leonard Taylor against Southern Miss had a couple big time negative plays that everybody saw, but you watch the tape of him in the last game. He showed up as well, but he can turn out to be a force for this defensive front.
He can. All those guys can. I mean, the way Darryl Jackson is knocking back the A-gaps, really impressive. The way Jafari Harvey and Akeem Mesdor and Mitch Agude and Chance and all those guys got in there. I mean, Nigel Lee Kelly got in there, played a lot of really good snaps for us. You know, Jordan Miller played really well, really knocked back the A-gaps and the B-gaps, did a good job. Harrison Hunt is improving every single week. We have to be more disciplined up front. We're getting there because there's marked improvement. And you see it in the way those guys are striking and they're taking control of the line of scrimmage. We got to take another jump this week, and we could really, really be a dominant defensive front.
You know, I want to toss this out to you. A lot was made about the environment there. 107,000 fans, third most to watch a game for Texas A&M. And you know this, when you were on the road with the University of Miami, people come to see the Hurricanes play. And those people were there to see the Hurricanes play. This program still has great marketability. People want to see this program. That's got to be important, I would think, right, to not only today's players, but future players to know that when they travel, people go to see Miami play. It means something.
Without a doubt. It's a national brand, and I think people recognize that we were making progress. You know, we said from day one that we're back to work. You know, that's the most important part, back to work. You know, we're working at it. We're improving. And, you know, we feel that, you know, albeit a couple things, there is no, I would say, you don't take any comfort in playing close games. You know, you never have. I don't think anybody that's competitive will ever do that. Is there progress? Yeah. Is there more to be made? Absolutely. So our appetite, our desire to be great has to be going through the roof right now because, you know, in several aspects, we were our worst enemy. In several aspects, Miami beat Miami. And now we take that personally. And complete ownership, every coach, every player, every administrator. And we are more than eager to get back to work and address those things so we could get a breakthrough and push past those self, you know, those limitations placed upon ourselves, right? So that's what we're looking forward to, just getting right back at it.
Coach, a follow-up on Joe's deal, to come out and see 5,000-6,000 fans right over the tunnel there where you come out. I was at the hotel and got stopped six times. People from all over the country that are coming to see this game. And the brand is one thing, but the actual physical fan that showed up, it makes a difference.
They were awesome, you know, and we're disappointed. We really are. You know, we're upset with ourselves because we want them to take part in every great moment with us, and we're very grateful for them sticking with us through the tough moments as well. But they were felt. They really were. They were felt in pregame. They were felt in the bright moments of the game, and we need them. You know, they really make a tremendous difference.
And you had this thing at, you know, you look at it, you had this game at 17-9 with about 8 minutes to go. On the road, probably you're going to get two possessions. You're right there, right? I mean, what more are you going to really ask for? 17-9, 8-point game, probably going to get the ball twice. A couple of plays, you walk out of there with a win.
Well, we've got to do better in the kicking game. Because it could have been very different. And you got to do better in the red zone because then it's a very different picture in the fourth quarter, you know? So, but again, we didn't. So then you have to find a way to win. And so credit to our players for just fighting hard in the entire way, because regardless of all those issues that we made them ourselves, we created those issues, we still had two separate opportunities, two separate possessions to still tie that football game. So a lot to be learned, a lot more to grow, a lot more hard work to do in practice. You just don't fluff it up. And in our meeting, it was very simple. It was right to the point. You don't sugarcoat this stuff. You really don't. You go right at it. You know, we have got to look in the mirror, eliminate sensitivity, and really attack with intention and with intensity the way we practice every aspect of what we do. Practice has been good. We got to drive it up another notch.
Coach Lou Headley had a heck of a day. He helped you out as far as field position goes as well.
He did. He's a difference maker and a ton of pride. And he's a guy that, you know, he's a member of the leadership council. I mean, he is a guy that's a team captain. He carries himself like a true professional. And he has not let anybody down. He really is a tremendous asset and a very valuable human being and leader in this program.
All right, Middle Tennessee is the next opponent for the University of Miami, a 3:30 kickoff. We'll talk about that as we continue on the Mario Cristobal Show right after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This week, Middle Tennessee State comes to Hard Rock Stadium at 3:30. So hope to see a big crowd for Miami and the Blue Raiders of Middle Tennessee State, coached by Rick Stockstill. Rick Stockstill was the quarterback in 1980 for Florida State. They came in here undefeated, one of the big games in the history of the University of Miami. Don Bailey played in that game, Coach. So did Jim Bird, who deflected the ball at the line of scrimmage. They went for two. 10-9 game.
There you go.
Only regular season loss of the year for Florida State, and kind of one of the games that really catapulted the University of Miami into the mainstream.
Yeah, it was a special day. I remember Jim Bird. I think it was the west end zone where he batted
right.
It down. So it was a special day.
All right, so he comes in, air raid offense. And usually with the air raid, people think about throwing the ball, right? But you got to tackle the air raid. The damage there is yards after catch.
And I know Coach Stockstill for a long, long time. You know, we had some tremendous battles when I used to be at FIU. Okay, so, and he's recruited some really good football players. And when you play football in that league, you're exposed to some of the more exotic schemes you can imagine, because again, you have really good coaches that are continuing to improve and finding ways to manufacture points and stops. So you see a lot of everything, and they've complemented themselves with some unbelievable talent, you know, at certain spots, you know, where they have a defensive line and particularly some edge players that have really created a lot of issues for their opponents. And the amount of negative plays they've created and the amount of sacks that they've produced is one of the best in the country. So certainly we're looking forward to a great opportunity against them.
Coach, they certainly have capitalized over the takeaway over the years too. I mean, since he's been the head coach there, they've been great at that.
They have. It's a point of emphasis for him. You know, he was a great football player back in the day, and he's carried that over to his coaching regimen, and they're certainly a really good football team.
Yeah, 32 takeaways last year. They led the nation, so protecting the ball, very important. But then their quarterback is a guy that can run a little bit, dual threat quarterback, had a big game a year ago against Charlotte. But is he a guy that you have to, I guess, keep in the pocket, right? He gets outside, that seems to be where he makes his big plays.
He'll make you pay, and he's probably seen on tape. There's been times where quarterbacks have broken contain on us and gotten some chunk yardage. So discipline and keeping quarterbacks in the cage is going to be really important. Pressing the pocket's going to be important. Making sure we play tight coverage, right, and lock up their really good wide receivers, because those guys are explosive and they're really good at finding soft spots in coverage. So all in all, it's just a very well-coached football team.
Defensively for them, their defensive line's got over 230 games of experience and a bunch of starts, almost 90 starts in that. That is always beneficial for them to have that much experience on a defensive line. We've got to match up well with it.
No doubt. Experience in football goes a long, long way. You know, and you see it all over the country. You see it in certain pockets in our football team as well. Guys that have seen it and done it, you know, typically have a leg up on others that haven't. So a lot of respect for them and their program.
Yeah, and the last note of them would be special teams. They try to make that a big trademark. 49 block kicks under Coach Stockstill. So that's a real point of emphasis for them.
Without a doubt, and we showed on tape that, you know, we showed a weakness, right? And we had one of our field goals blocked, so we have to shore some things up on our own. On the punt team as well, there were some things that just aren't up to the level and the standard that we need here at the University of Miami. So we're back at it, making sure we get it right.
Coach, let's go back to Hard Rock. That's where we're going to be at 3:30. The importance of family and friends of all these players, but also every Hurricane fan that can get in the seats, is they're all needed.
Without a doubt, you know, it makes such a big difference, right? I mean, we want to make sure we always represent our community, our university, our fan base, the best of our ability. And when they're there and they're doing what they do, they make a tremendous difference, huge impact. So for us, looking forward to seeing them.
Coach, when you go back, you look at the wide receiver position. We talked about Restrepo not being there. There's opportunities now for guys to step in. You saw some flashes, right? Jacoby George made a couple of nice plays, Bashard Smith. There were some flashes in there. How do those guys go from flashing to consistent?
It's a matter of repetition and then creating your own extra work. I mean, all the great ones do, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's only so many hours in the week we're allowed to work with each player. And the ones that really want to be great, they just don't leave the building until they get it right, you know, or better yet, until they can't get it wrong, right? That's what the great ones do, and that's what we need. We need another level of accountability in that room, and we're emphasizing it, we're bringing it along, we're lifting it up, and we need that from that receiver room.
Coaching is teaching, and the mistakes give you teaching opportunities or coaching opportunities, and I've always enjoyed the fact of how this staff spends so much time with these young men, teaching them how to do it right. It's not just telling them they did it wrong, they want to fix it. And talk to us about that philosophy of yours, about teaching the player how to get it right, not just telling him that he's wrong.
Without a doubt. I mean, there's nothing you can do in an air-conditioned room on a board that matches the intensity and the physicality of an actual rep. So if it happens in the game, it deserves a drill. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to create a drill that is very realistic. For example, if you're working your combo blocks, right? You want to make sure that the alignment of that defensive end on the tight end is accurate, that his level off the ball is exactly like it is going to be in the game. If he's a two-gapper, that he does get two hands on the tight end and comes out of his hips. You want to simulate exactly what they're going to see in the game. You know, we liken it to when Mike Tyson, anyone preparing for Mike Tyson in his prime, you better have some really good sparring partners, right? Because
mm-hmm.
you're going to go in there against the very best. Well, when we're preparing during the week, we need to have our scout teams give us the best possible look, the most realistic look to prepare us for what we're actually going to see in the game. Because when you don't, it does show up on Saturday. Okay, and that's a huge point of emphasis, whether it be that or blocking on the perimeter, or whether it be coverage, or whether it be the rotation of the safeties, our quarterbacks, our receivers, our linemen, our defensive line, everyone has to see the most accurate picture of what the opponent is going to present on Saturday.
Back in training camp, Coach Strong talked a little bit about how the linebackers were quarterbacking the defense. And Don noted a couple of times in the game how Corey Flagg was getting the team switching defenses, getting guys into the right spot. Caleb Johnson played as well in the game. But the mental aspect of the game from your linebackers, I thought was pretty sharp.
For the most part, it was. We have to continue improving, and we have to get guys on the ground on a more consistent basis. But there were really good moments. You know, we're starting to be more consistent as tacklers. I think the discipline up front has really made it better for the linebackers as well. You know, when you've got guys that are doing their job and knocking the line of scrimmage back, well, it's a lot easier to see their fit, right? And to read it out as well when the quarterback pulls the ball. So it works as one. And all those guys being on the same page and spending more time together and repping it, I think it's showing up, and it's showing up in a positive way.
You always look for progress week to week, and DJ Ivy is a guy from week one to week two to last week against Texas A&M where he really showed up.
He did. He played with a lot of confidence against some really good players, some really talented players. And his tackling, it showed up in his tackling. It showed up in the way that he's getting hands on people and the way he's playing on special teams. Just all in all, really, really pleased with the way he's progressing. Happy for him because he invests so much time. He's a team player and he did a really good job this past week.
Yeah, I just wanted to go back, on a positive note. I think you mentioned we talked about the run game, and obviously passing game a little bit of a work in progress. But when those two, and there's plenty of time here, I think, when they get partnered up, you could have exactly what you want on offense with the balance and keeping teams, forcing a defense to play off their back foot.
We do, and here's the thing that, you know, you always want to be honest, right? Always present everything with clarity, because when you get together after a game, that's the most important thing, right? Sit there with your team and put it all on the table, right? Like tell the truth Sundays, right? And what you see on tape is, yeah, you see progress in the aspects that are really, really, really difficult, right? Physicality, toughness, competing. Those are things that if you lack those, you're gonna have a tough time. You're gonna have a tough season. Well, those things showed up in a good way and they gotta keep getting better. The things that the miscues, right? Are things that we should be better at. So we gotta coach it better, but also things that are correctable, okay? And that right there should give you motivation and hope, right? To be able to go out and work at it to make sure that those things don't hurt us. Avoid the avoidables, right? Those things that get in the way and can make things messy for you. Get those things out of the way. Don't allow yourself to hurt yourself by doing things that you're not supposed to do. And I think there is something in that speaks very loudly as it let's get to work and keep making progress. Playing hard does not fix issues. Fixing issues fixes issues, okay? And that's our entire point of emphasis, and that's what we're attacking.
Talk to us about your goal that you said from day one is to have elite practices. Mm-hmm. And if you can get to elite practices, which you've been a part of and you've seen and you know what they look like, how much easier it is to transfer to a game?
Well, without a doubt. I mean, let's call it what it is. We want to build a championship program with a championship culture. And to get there, it's all about the process. And the process on and off the field, right? And so your elite habits are tied into elite practices, right? Pushing to the point where come game time, you've seen it before and you might have seen it even harder in a more difficult fashion in practice because of the effort level or the caliber of talent that's in the program, you know, mimicking the opponent and what they're trying to do. So all those things go hand in hand, right? And again, there's progress and we want to accelerate that as best we can. Unfortunately, sometimes there's some painful steps that you won't skip, you know?
But Coach, it's not just practice on the field, it's practice away from the building as well too.
100%. I mean, this is, life and ball are so tied in. I mean, it's gotta be about trust, right? You gotta be able to trust each other on a play-by-play basis. You gotta trust that you're gonna do the right things off the field as well. So there's just a lot of improvement from a cultural standpoint And we've got to take another step so it all shows, not just bits and pieces, but so that it all shows on Saturday to get the result that we want.
3:30 game on Saturday. Let's get a nice crowd out there for this team that you know you're going to get a great effort from. So let's get a big crowd out there. Coach, thank you for being with us here on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Hurricanes head coach Mario Cristobal. We'll continue on the show right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.